Hello, I'm Glynis Crook. Welcome to the first edition of Being Green under the 21-day lockdown. There's been a lot of talk lately about the indigenous plant, the speckworm, and its incredible ability to absorb carbon dioxide. Claims that it can absorb more CO2 than the Amazon rainforests have resulted in numerous initiatives to plant hundreds of thousands of them in a bid to reduce carbon emissions. But some experts are saying that in their enthusiasm, many people are planting the speckworm where it doesn't really belong. So we're joined today by Charisse Filion, who's senior horticulturist at Kirstenbosch Gardens. Charisse, first, to give us a little picture, can you tell us to start off with about the speckworm, where it comes from and what it looks like?
Sure. It comes from the summer rainfall areas, kind of anything from Barrydale up through the rest of the country. It's not actually local to the Fynbos Forest or Rynosterveld, which is kind of the Cape Floristic Kingdoms area.
So does it actually live up to this reputation of being such an enormous carbon dioxide absorber?
It is. Portulacaria has a mechanism called crassulin acid metabolism. We all call it CAM. And it's shared by quite a few other plants, such as members of the crassula family in some grasses. But most plants need to get CO2 for photosynthesis from the atmosphere. And so they have to keep their pores in their leaves, their breathing holes open if they want to photosynthesize. But the amazing thing about CAM plants is they can close their pores if the day is hot and dry. Otherwise, they would lose so much water. And it allows them to use their own CO2 that they've generated in respiration, which is part of the photosynthetic process. They can close their stomata and use their own CO2. So they are not releasing any CO2 during the day. And in fact, they are now embedding their own waste back in themselves, as a simple way to put it. And it's a handy trick for plants that live in hot, dry climates.
Now, that's amazing. But if they're so special, why is there a problem? Why are people talking about it now?
Well, it is a miracle plant. All CAM plants are miracle plants, and it's okay for a thicket biome. But it was touted as a miracle restoration plant, and that is forming a monoculture. We want to encourage biodiversity, not a single plant being planted across areas where it doesn't naturally occur. So that was the problem around the whole, you know, speckworm challenge, was that wait, you planting this where it doesn't naturally belong. That is a huge problem. And there are many local endemic plants that are also CAM that could rather be planted to complete a CAM challenge, maybe we should call it that.
What kind of other plants, for example, can you mention?
All features. This is a feature of all crassulas and many of the grasses. All the fasces do it. And so if you look at just mainly succulent plants, but crassulas, fasces, and some of our grasses, thousands then of our Fynbos and Karoo species are already doing CAM photosynthesis.
And so it is all right to plant it in your garden, but, you know, one shouldn't just be going out into nature and planting tons of them everywhere.
Exactly, Glynis, you've got it. And there's some exotics that do it as well, which you could have in your garden. Echeveras do it. Spanish moss, lanceas do it. Orchids do it. The wax plant Hoya does it. So as a garden plant, Portulacaria is wonderful in the Western Cape, as are some exotic plants as well. But when you're talking about a natural habitat, you do not want to disturb the balance, not when there are local plants growing exactly in the area where they belong that are also using CAM photosynthesis and sequestering carbon just as well as Portulacaria can.
And there are other benefits, apart from the fact that it's a very pretty little plant with its little round green leaves. Apparently, you can also eat it.
It is quite delicious, but it's tart. It's quite astringent in your mouth, so be prepared. It's not sweet. But everyone, actually, every master chef, platter and cooker and chef will tell you that we miss tart sourness in our dishes. And you can cook with it or you can eat it fresh. It's very high in vitamin C. And the lovely thing about Portulacaria, it's just so easy to grow. And as you said, Glynis, it's attractive. It's a pretty little plant.
I believe that one, just literally, if you've got a neighbor who has one in a pot in their garden or in their garden itself, you can literally just break off a piece and stick it in the ground.
That is it. There is no magical propagation mysteries around this plant. You literally snap off a stick, clear the bottom leaves, pop it in the ground, and it'll root where it goes. And quite a fun fact is if you break off a piece that is growing downwards, it'll continue to grow downwards. So if you break off a piece that grows in a vertical direction, it'll continue to grow virtually. So we call it, it keeps its orientation. And that's a fun fact that a lot of people don't know.
That is wonderful. Well, so it seems then that one can plant it, and it's lovely to have it in your garden, but just please don't go out and plant it in places where it shouldn't be. That was Cherise Filion, Senior Horticulturist at Kirstenbosch Gardens. From me, Glynis Crook, goodbye. Stay inside and keep safe. Being Green will be back next Friday. FMR.